This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Look, it's yesterday's show, I felt like it kind of peaked. And then I got up this morning and I saw that the power rankings had the Lions across the board. Everybody's got them number one in football. And I'm like, okay, the hype and the excitement, and the way that people talk and are processing this team feels very authentic and quite frankly justified. And yet it's also kind of uncomfortable. We've never been here. We don't know what it's like to be the favorite. We don't have the experience to know what it's like to be great in November. You know, I mean, only 13 times in 1975, they went to seedings in the playoffs, and only 13 times since 1975 have there been one seed versus one seed in the Super Bowl. Only 13 times. So I'd have to go back and see what the one seed's records are. But just because
it's almost 50 years, just out of reference.
Yes. This will be, well, was it the 75 Super Bowl or 75 season? I don't know, because if it was a 75 Super Bowl, this would be the 50th year. But the point being, we don't have enough experience to know that this, like how quickly things can unravel. And yet, They look like a machine. I mean, the Lions look like a machine right now. 248-539-9797. Are you uncomfortable with all of the praise?
You know, it's funny. You talk about the power rankings and stuff like that. Last night, I'm scrolling through. I came across a mock draft.
Dude, you're going to die today. We need to get Gator some more water or something. I don't know what's happened. It's usually me that's struggling.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there. But I came across a mock draft. And I'm only looking at mock drafts to see where the Lions draft. And I'm drafting 32nd.
Yeah.
That was the first one I saw. Yeah.
There you go. Feedback coming in. Bless your heart. Lions and Super Bowl are two things that don't belong together. I'll only believe it when I see it. Who cares what some nerds in the desert thinks?
I get it. You're not going to see it till you're not going to believe it till you see it. I understand that. But I mean, it's not. And even I'm reluctant to do it because I don't know why. Like I've always been defending people that go ahead. Why ruin it? You know, you're enjoying it. Enjoy it as much as you can until you can't anymore. I'm still focused on the next game as a fan.
Justin, a lifelong Lions fan, texts us. I was just talking about this with a coworker. I'm almost waiting for the letdown because it always used to come. It's really hard to realize that we have the best team in the NFL. It's crazy. Unnamed texter, what are we doing here? We've wanted to be the best, and right now we are. Embrace it. Be excited. Next text, unnamed texter, I absolutely love this team. I absolutely love Aleem McNeil, but I'm still pissed at his shin. Oh, that's
for running into Aiden Hutchinson's leg.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Robert on a cell. Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right,
good, thank you.
Hey, I'm worried about the defense still, and every game I wait for the other shoe to drop. You know, if we're stopping a running quarterback, stopping a good running back, actually, and it's going to run through and, you know, make their way through the defense. And I'm not worried about the offense. I have all the faith in the world in those guys, but the defense, so it kind of scares me a little bit.
All right, Robert, you're either going to have to take us off the headset or we'll just let you go. The fact is they'll get challenged as far as a running quarterback's concerned over the next couple of games because these teams between, you know, this coming weekend with Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams, they've got Josh Allen coming up. They're going to get bigger challenges in that regard.
They'll be tested for sure in the next week with the next two quarterbacks, but even if those guys proved to be difficult to handle.
Yeah.
Try handling the Lions offense. Right?
Valid.
I mean, this offense is 33 points a game. And they just ran a perfect game on Sunday. You don't expect it to be perfect every time, but I also don't expect this team to be all of a sudden They're only going to score 20 points.
248-539-9797. Chris is on a sell and next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good. I kind of last caller kind of stole a little bit of my thunder here. I was just worried about the scrambling quarterbacks, the mobile, because it just seems like in the past that we just always have struggled with that. But that was the last thing that I really need to see for us to kind of get to the spot we need to go. But that was just my main concern. But we got a good test coming up with those, so I'm really excited to see. But that's just the one thing that I've known from the Lions that we've really struggled with. So
and Chris,
that's kind of what I had to say.
To go and do that without your veteran leader, Alex Anzalone, adds another layer to it of, okay, if this is the final test for you as a fan, and I understand it. I think it's one of those things, too, that I think they can handle it, but I do want to see them handle it. I get the trepidation.
Yep, no, absolutely. Take it easy, guys. Have a good one.
So the Lions have faced and defeated a couple of running quarterbacks this year. Kyler Murray averages 8.1 yards per carry, and the Lions beat him. Geno Smith, who beat the Lions three consecutive times with Seattle, averages 5.6 yards a carry. The Lions beat Geno Smith and the Seattle earlier this year. Seattle did put up, I think it was 29 points.
29 points.
Okay, so they scored a little bit against Detroit. And you know, I think, quite frankly, in any sports town in America, you can go there and you can say, take phone calls, listen to phone calls enough, and that fan base will call and say that their defense struggles with a running quarterback.
Yeah, Geno Smith ran five times for 38 yards in the game. He also threw for 395 yards in the game. That was not a good defensive output by the Lions to give up, you know, effectively 500 yards in offense, but they did what they had to do. They ended up scoring 42 points in the game. They just they handled their business.
248-539-9797. We go to Mike. Oh, by the way, they did lose to Baker Mayfield, and he is a mobile quarterback. Mike, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing right. Well.
I was just saying, I've been lifelong Lions fan, so you know, I'm enjoying the ride. I'm used to being bad, so any goodness and any hype we can get, I'm just gonna love it. But you know, we do got some more good games coming up to use as a barometer of how far we think we can go too. I mean, we got the Bills in a couple weeks. That'll be a real great test of how far we think we can really go with this team.
It's a big game. It's a really, really big game, and you know, I think this team is so professional that they will take care of business in the games they should take care of business. Now, everybody slips up once. Maybe they've already had their slip up against a Tampa team that's taken on some water of late. But bottom line here is, yeah, they will. I mean, at San Francisco might be in a place where they're making a last stand to try and make the playoffs. That is not a game that we know. They could fade. They could conceivably fade between now and then. But at San Francisco in late December could be a tough one.
I believe Dan Campbell's going to have them so hyped up for that game, it's going to look kind of similar to Jacksonville.
Well,
I mean, San Francisco's a better team than that, don't get me wrong, but he's going to have them so hype off of what happened in the championship game last. I think they're going to come out on fire and just never look back in that game.
Well, remember what they did to Dallas.
I definitely could be wrong, but that's my hope.
They definitely went into Dallas with a chip on their shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they wanted to beat Seattle, you know, and they, even though they gave up 500 yards in offense, the Lions had over 400 yards in offense that game. They unleashed Jamison Williams. That's the game where he had the 70-yard touchdown reception, and they could do special things with this offense. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That's why you always knock on wood to keep these guys healthy and stay there, to keep that offensive line together.
Let's go to Court. You're next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Court.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this afternoon?
We're good, right. Thank you.
Excellent. So I had season tickets for 17 years. I dropped them when Quintricia took over. I'm not scared about anything. I'm not concerned about a jinx. Gator, forgive me on that, but you know, this team, the evidence is too strong. This team is too good, you know, and I'm on a text stream with all my buddies every Sunday, and, you know, I'm just like, bring on Buffalo, bring on, you know, Kansas City, and they're all like, no, you're going to jinx it, and I'm like, Dan Campbell's not going to allow a jinx mentality in that locker room, and I don't know, fellas. This is different. It's different. And I'm 60 years old, and this is different, man. There ain't nobody stopping us.
That's damn confident. And, I mean, I get it. And it doesn't feel like it, but they are going to play some better teams coming up.
That's the thing.
And it might be a big slap in our face, cold water, that, you know, you can't just roll out the helmets. Like, no, that first half against Houston, if that happens in a playoff game against Philly, what happens then?
Yeah, I hear you. And you never have to get up for games within your division because you've always had that rivalry. So don't worry about the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings and those four games they have against those teams. And then you got the Bills and Niners. I mean, obviously you have the Colts coming up this week. You don't overlook. That's the next one. Take care of business there. Mm-hmm. But the Bills and the Niners, those are two teams that have left a mark on you. And the Bills put it on you. Was it last year, the year before? The Bills really put one on the Lions. It was on Thanksgiving, maybe?
I don't think they put one on them. They beat them. Wasn't there a late first down? Josh Allen scrambled for a first down or something.
Nonetheless, you didn't want to lose that game, and no. You did. So that's on the revenge tour. And we know what happened with San Francisco. So it's I do feel that this is they're kind of keeping their own little tally without going to the media about it.
Yeah.
You know, they did that against Dallas. There's no question they did that against Dallas. I think they did that against Seattle. That's the game where Goff was 18 for 18. I think they're always going to have that thing with the Los Angeles Rams. I think they're building up enough hatred for each and every one of these teams they face, and I don't think that these big games coming up will be lost on them either.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.